The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to give a big thank you to Carl Jackson. Thank you, Carl, for filling in for me, holding the fort down while I was out. Y'all make sure y'all go to CarlJacksonShow.com, TheCarlJacksonShow.com. You can get his podcast there. And when you're there on his website, you see all his social media connections, his Twitter, all of the above. Find it at TheCarlJacksonShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, for some of you guys that didn't know, I was in Virginia. I had to give a they're getting ready to deliberate on the trial today, I believe. Hopefully they have a verdict. But I was an expert witness on the trial in Virginia related to a police incident. Now, I can't talk about the trial. I can't talk about any of what it transpired until after they've given a verdict. And as soon as they give a verdict, I'm going to tell you all of the tea, the dirt, all that was going on in that trial, the ins and outs, because this was one of the most viral incidents that occurred several years ago, and I think the public will be very interested to hear the scoop from inside the courtroom. But I can't give it to you now. I got to give it to you after they deliberated and they've come up with their final verdict. Now, the biggest happening that occurred when I was out was that they found classified documents in Joe Biden's personal residence and also in his Penn Biden facility, private facility, where they do research. And let me tell you this. If he don't go to jail over this, then it just reaffirms that our system is just smoke and mirrors. Listen, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are very different because Joe Biden had classified information from when he was the vice president, not as the president. He had from the material that he had obtained and stored since he was the vice president of the United States of America. Hillary Clinton had top secret information on a server in a basement of our house. These two individuals were not the president of the United States at the time. And so therefore they didn't have, I wouldn't say unilateral authority, but they didn't have authority to declassify things. So if you're in possession of classified information or classified documents and you're not the president of the United States of America, there is no conflict of whether or not you can be in possession of that. You cannot be. You are violating the law. You should lose your security clearance. Easy. It's not even close. You are mishandling classified information. And then there was a video of him backing up a million-dollar Corvette, probably, because, you know, them vintage Corvettes are off the chain. Back in a Corvette into a garage with papers laying everywhere. And this is the problem with classified information and top secret information. Classified information is supposed to only be disclosed to or in possession of or accessible to people who have, what, say it with me, ladies and gentlemen, a security clearance. That means that you have been vetted and you have a clearance to where you can actually see that information and have the intelligence, have the qualifications to designate what you do with the information that you've been able to see. Privileged information. Now, these are different things. Privileged information, classified information, and top secret information are different. But they're all under the category of you have to have a particular clearance to have access to those things. And for you to subject, I don't know, Hunter Biden, who was a crackhead, to the possibility of having access to classified information, that is a tremendous violation. People that live at your house, they don't have a security clearance. I mean, you can go on and so forth. Did somebody maintain your vehicles? That person had access to walk over there and pick up a box and look at classified information. The negligence of exposing unclassified or people who don't have the classification, the clearance to look at these documents is negligence, criminally negligent. Hillary Clinton, they did the same thing with Hillary Clinton. They found that she was negligent and that she had exposed people to classified information and top secret information. They just decided, Director Comey decided, no reasonable prosecutor would, that's not his job. You should transfer that to the prosecution for them to decide what they're going to do about it. Now, Merrick Garland created a special counsel led by a Trump-appointed Republican. Now, I don't know if he's a rhino or not, but I would argue that, in my opinion, this is smoke and mirrors. Special counsel go out and do the tap dance and come back and say it's nothing. They're doing this to clear his name, in my opinion. I hope to God that I'm wrong. I don't think that they're really being impartial and fair. There's always a motive to what the government is doing, in my personal opinion. There's always a motive. Always, always, always a motive. I don't care what side you're on. There's always a motive. They tell the public and they expect us to be ignorant, and they off in left field doing something that we have no idea that they're doing. But I think it's very interesting. There's 10 things, 10 questions that I have here on my documents that I want to know and that the American people should know the answer to. I'm going to try to make it quick because I know I'm running out of time. The first question is, how many documents were discovered? How many documents? They're not showing pictures. They're not saying anything. With Donald Trump, they raided his house. Okay. When and how did they get there? You can't. The fairy godmother didn't get dropped classified documents in his basement. I mean, in his garage. How did he get the classified documents from a classified top secret location to his house? Okay. I got more questions. This is what we need. Congress, what's in the documents and what is their level of classification? Because there's different levels. Like I told you, there is privileged information, there is classified information, and then there's top secret information. And there's different levels of clearances that you have to have in order to have access to those documents. When was Biden told that the classified documents had been discovered? When did they tell him? Because we know that they didn't tell him right away. So when did they tell Biden? And now, here's another question. Why was the public not told when they were discovered in November? Now, I know the answer to this, but the question needs to be answered from the White House and people in positions of power. Because it says the documents were discovered 6 days before the 2022 midterm election. But they didn't tell the public to after. Is it because they wanted to sway an election? They didn't want you to know the dirt that Biden and the Democrats are doing? And therefore, you may vote accordingly? And they didn't want you to do that? Why did the National Archives not know about the missing documents? They sure knew about Trump's documents. How would the Biden administration ensure that the investigation is not tainted? Would there be special prosecutor? So Merrick Garland, a gentleman named Robert Hur, he's appointed Robert Hur to be the leader of the special counsel. In theory, this is supposed to be an impartial investigation that is not tainted by a party line decision, which means that this is a Republican. And so you would assume that the Republican is not going to be biased in favor of the Democrat. Also, is there any plans to investigate whether there are additional classified documents at the Penn Biden Center, which is his private professional center? And would this involve the FBI? Somebody, somewhere, get me answers. Get the American people answers. The answers that we deserve to these questions. Because if Donald Trump was the president, they'd be all over it. Kneecap deep in accusatory investigation. I mean, they'll say he's guilty before they even ask him any questions. Now, just like clockwork, the stewheads on The View had some significant things to say about this Biden investigation. Do I have enough time for that clip? Okay, I don't have enough time for the clip, so I'm going to wait to play the clip in the next segment because I want you to hear what brain-dead people sound like. People that are so smart, they're stupid. People that should not be on a show called The View unless they call it The Wrong View or An Ignorant View or The View from cackling. I don't want to say that, but I'm supposed to be a Christian. I almost said something that had to do with the spew. There you go. The spew. That's what the show should be called because these women don't have no sense. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store? But then when you go home to use it, it's not even absorbent. It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that actually work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece for only $39.98 with promo code Tatum. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have their 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, code Tatum. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Let me tell you about my guys over there at MyPillow. The towel set that they have is absolutely a must-have off-the-chain towel set. I know for a fact that many of you guys have had experiences where you get a towel, you think it's going to be absorbent, and it's not. You literally wipe your body off, and it's like pushing water around. It literally does nothing. It's pointless. It's a pointless towel. You wasted your money. But that's not what you get when you get the MyPillow towels. The towel set has USA-made cotton absorbent towels that when you get out of the shower and you rinse your body off or you step on a towel, it's going to absorb more water than you're used to. I'll just say it like that. You can get the six-piece towel set for $39.98 with my promo code. So when you go to MyPillow.com, put in promo code Brandon. Make sure you go to the radio listeners specials section. Click on that. Put in promo code Brandon. You'll get the six-piece towel set for the low, low. MyPillow also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So, therefore, if you listen to B. Tatum and you say, B. Tatum, you told me that it did this, and if it don't do what I told you to do, send that stuff back. Send it back. 60-day money-back guarantee. That's how confident MyPillow is that when you get these the towel set, that it's going to be off the chain. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, I'm feeling good. You know why I'm feeling good? It's because I just had 12 ounces of my new energy drink, and I'll let you guys know about that when the time comes. But I'm excited. We finally got it right. So for those of you support me that are interested in and follow the journey, energy drink is on its way, and I'm feeling real good. All right, let me talk about the clip with the cackling women on the spew or the skew, whichever one you want to say it. It ain't The View. Let me, cackling Sonny Hostin and the rest of these cackling women, listen to what they said about Republicans potentially planting the documents in Biden's garage. Roll the clip.
I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, but somehow these documents appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office for 40 years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see someone explain to me, A, how is possible that after all this time, nobody knew this? Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally, but not now. Because one of the things he's saying is that, you know, some of the locations where the docs may have been shipped in the transition taken and put. But still, how come the people who signed the documents out to them?
But if you send a classified email in the White House, or you're interacting, it's not always coming from one place.
Not necessarily, but here's the problem, is Trump is going to argue, I didn't bring these staff packed the boxes.
Yeah.
Because
it may be true.
This all bull crap. You know, it's funny that Whoopi Cushion and them, when it's Biden, they want to. Well, we can't jump to conclusions. We don't know how this is. How could this happen? What you mean? How could this happen? He got classified information at his house. There's no excuse for that. And then they try to go down an approach and say, "Oh, his staffers did it." What? Under who direction? Staffers don't typically have a security clearance as high as the Vice President of the United States of America, and they can only do what he tells them to do. So if you had classified documents in a box, you expose them to classified documents they probably don't have a clearance for, and you told them to go take it from point A to point B, you still wrong, bro. You had to give them instructions. You did it. And it's funny how they think. The one, Sonny Holston, was like, is this Oppo research or Oppo planning of materials from the Republicans? No, they dirty. Y'all don't want to admit the Democrats are dirty. What you mean, how this happened? Because he wanted classified information in his house. You know, tell me why the Chinese donated to the Biden Penn Center. And then he has documents like this accessible at the center. And then his son over there snorting coke off hookers. They're corrupt. That's what happened. That's what it is. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm kind of surprised that they are called out on this corruption. I thought that this would never happen. So it's kind of interesting to me. Is it that they want to get in front of it and then pick a Republican and do a special counsel and brush it under the rug? Because it kind of got out. They jumped in front of it, did a special counsel. What is the reason that they're doing this? Because I would argue, because they didn't tell the public before the midterm election, is because they're hiding something. They don't want this to get out. Before the 2020 election, they refused to confirm that Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Prostitution, drug usage, illegal guns, all real. Suppressed it on Twitter. And they're suppressing this information in the midterms because it would have given Republicans ammunition, and it would have swayed the way people would have thought about the election appropriately. Right? I mean, you are okay to be swayed because new information that you get is troubling, and it makes the people that you listen to that claim they're telling the truth, it makes them out to be revealed as a liar. I got a couple other clips. I want to play Joe Biden and what he said in 2018 about access to classified information. Roll clip two.
Look, here's my understanding, and I don't know. I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency.
Oh, really? You don't have access to classified information anymore. So why is classified information in your house? Either you lying or you got information you had no business getting. Go to clip three.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen. How anyone could be that irresponsible. And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
I think it's pretty funny when Peter Ducey had called him out on it. He didn't say, I think it was irresponsible for me to have that at my house. He don't know how is it possible that I would even do something like that. That's what Biden should have said. But these people do not have integrity. This is the biggest primary issue with the world, is people not having integrity. Be the same person behind closed doors as you are in public. Quit lying and exacerbating situations because it's politically expedient. You clearly don't believe what you just said because you're doing the same thing you just said was wrong. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I could talk about this for 100 hours straight, but I got to go to the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
Seek and ye shall find. God's Got Your Six, the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to make a statement about this female police officer that got hemmed up for, instead of serving and protecting, she was, I ain't going to say that. She was doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing. She had it tooted up in the locker room instead of serving and protecting. Anybody know that slang word? That means she was bumping and grinding, pumping and sweating with other police officers on duty, like six of them, like five or six of them in the whole scandal. And she got fired. And I think they fired a couple of those officers. What a bunch of degenerates. And yeah, I'm gonna go off on this. You know, my wife, I remember when it first came, my wife was like, oh, I feel so bad for her because, you know, now the whole world knows she's slutting it up. But the thing is that I wouldn't say nothing about it. If you do it in your personal life, that's on you. You wear that badge and that uniform, you need to have respect for the uniform. And for you to get popped doing something like this, you deserve every ounce of humiliation that you get. You deserve it. Now, people can forgive you, but you got to get that smoke. Because you got to be the craziest person on planet Earth with the least amount of integrity. The public cannot trust you. How can the public trust that you're going to uphold the Constitution and that you're going to treat people fairly and you're going to do your job when you can't even keep your pants up on duty? They said that some of the situations happen in the gym at the substation, in the parking lot. You can't be serious. And the woman was married. You super crazy. But beyond that point, and I made a video about it on YouTube, so if you want to go check out the details, it's on my YouTube channel, The Officer Tatum on YouTube. But the interesting thing is the double standard. And I think that the double standard between men and women and promiscuity is something that's never going to change. But when I see it occurring, I like to point it out. So this lady, clearly her reputation is destroyed forever. She's smashing multiple men, different men. Like, it wasn't multiple women involved. It was her and all the men. Dudes on a K-9 unit. Dude, God dang, girl. Anyway, but if there was a man that was sleeping with multiple women on the police department, I honestly believe people would not look at him in the same amount of disgust as they did with the woman. Now, some people will. I think they both disgust it. But I'm saying, generally speaking, people would probably be like, oh, man, homeboy, player, player, player. And then the girl do it. I mean, she's the scum of the earth. And she's just nasty, and she'll never get her reputation back. And this is not something that's rare on police departments. And I am pro-police, 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 but I'll keep it real. It is not rare for people to be doing stuff they ain't supposed to be doing. Now, I have never experienced anything like that. I've never participated in it. But we had to fire officers in the Tucson Police Department while on duty. I believe they were on duty in the capacity of being detectives. They getting happy endings up at the Chinese place. And I'm like, and I remember when their names came out, and I'm like, oh, I know he got a wife. He doing happy endings. You are a police officer, fool, in the same city where you doing that at. And y'all all doing it at the same place. You can't be that stupid. But they are. We had a young lady on our police department. Can't say her name because I don't know where the lawsuit stands. But she ended up not only getting her job back, but she got promoted. She was allegedly was kissing another woman in the locker room, pulling her breasts out with the uniform top on, at the work and posing in the uniform, doing freaky deaky stuff. Now she sent that to a particular person on the police department, and this dude sent it to everybody. Everybody on the SWAT team in the group chat. Now, I wasn't on the SWAT team yet, so I didn't see that. But allegedly, he sends the video around, the photos around to everybody on the SWAT team, and one of the SWAT lieutenants or commander got a hold of it. And before anything could be preserved as evidence, everything was deleted. And so there was no actual evidence of it. This was all hearsay and rumors, allegedly. And then they end up demoting her. And then after a while, they realized that, hey, the punishment didn't fit the crime, which wasn't a crime, but the punishment didn't fit the morality failure. And so they end up reinstating this person and she ended up getting promoted. And she actually changed her name because her name, she was all around the world. The story was worldwide. And it was nearly as big of a scandal as this girl who's sleeping all these dudes. And I think the reason why, to a certain degree, I'm going to be honest, because the lady in Tucson was a very good-looking woman. And this girl on this other police department, she's struggling a little bit. She's struggling a bit. She's struggling, all right? She, you know, her confidence may not be there. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. All right, so let me tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break, because I want to bring up another example, but I ran out of time. So if you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works. The bottom line is that it works. And so I would encourage you to give it a try. You hear me talk about it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I take it. Give it a try. What do you have to lose? Go to ReliefFactor.com, click on or get the started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Get it, take it. Watch it work, order more. Now, remember, the reason that for the 3-week quick start is because you needed to give it some time to get in your system, and it's not for everybody. Somebody take it the first day and they feel it. Some people may take a week and they feel it. But you want to get it in your system, watch it work, and then order more. ReliefFactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The Officer Tatum Show is on the road. January 17th and 18th for the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. The SHOT Show is back and bigger than ever. And with the best shooting, hunting, and outdoor products for 2023, I want you to come out and join us. I will be doing my show live from the SHOT Show. Live. I'm going to be there. If you're there, because I know a lot of y'all go to the SHOT Show, it's in Vegas. We're going to have a blast. January the 17th and the 18th. I will be doing my show live. Please come by and say what it do. And I'd love to take some pictures and sign autographs or whatever, because people like to do that. And if that's what you want to do, see me at the SHOT Show. All right, let me get into my next example. I was saying that this double standard, and I'm not here to comment on whether or not I think the double standard is justified or not, but there is a double standard. A female police officer go out and smash a whole bunch of dudes, she look really bad. A guy go out and do it, they think, man, that dude must be a player. In the mind of a Christian man like myself, they both dirty, and they need the Lord Jesus. Now, it's the same thing goes with schools. You have a female teacher sexing her students. In the minds of most people, generally speaking, they don't view it the same as if a male is having sex with a female student. Let's just use the age of 15. If a 15-year-old boy is having relations with his teacher, the other kids would probably give him a high five, especially if she's a good-looking teacher. They would be giving him a high five. And to be honest, quiet as kept, they don't even really treat these women that bad that mess with the boys. If a man sleep with a 15-year-old girl in his class, nobody high-fiving nobody. He's going to prison, rightfully so. But do you understand what I'm saying about the double standard? It's very interesting. These conversations come up a lot in the red pill community. If you don't know what the red pill community is, it's kind of like the community of men who are kind of standing up for what's most important to men. You know, kind of like the feminist movement. It's kind of like the red pill movement is like the movement for men. And the subject matter comes up often about what they call body count. Does that mean how many people you slept with before you with your partner that you are currently with? And I think that, and I know this is a weird topic, but like I think this is something that people should be considering, especially if you're listening to me and you're single. You know, men are really concerned about how many people that a woman has been intimate with before they get in relationship. Women may think to themselves it's not that important, because to women it may not be important, but to men it is a deal breaker for a lot of men. So internalize that when you go into dating. What I tell men and women both is that mitigate your exposure to being romantically involved with people who are not your husband or wife. It is a rule of thumb that will help you in the long run. Because the more people that you get exposed to intimately with is going to desensitize you. And not every time. Like somebody out there then been with 1,000 people and they feel just normal with their wife. I mean, it's an anomaly out there somewhere. But generally speaking, when you do things like that, it breaks down your consciousness and you find it very difficult to be committed to one woman. Over time, it erodes your consciousness and your morality. And before you know it, you done so much that when you finally marry somebody, all you can think about is all the other opportunities that you could have had or that you had. Those things, you know, in the Bible, it talks about fornication. It's not to put a cramp on your style. It's, to those things that God has already ordained for us to do is to help you. And this is what some people don't realize. The more partners that you have is the more damage that you are bringing to the table. If you are a woman and you've been with 60 dudes, you know, your character is in question to a man that's now dating you. Why is that? It's because a man, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all, men know that they don't treat women right. So out of 60 dudes, you was some dude's side chick. You was some dude was disrespectful to you, and you still play video games, is what I call it. You play video games with him. Some dude didn't treat you with respect. Some dude didn't deserve anything that you gave him. But when you are at that number, ain't no way in the world every dude that you talked to was a respectful man that was worth your time. You compromised on I don't know how many levels. You were somebody's side chick, second thought, and they never responded to you one night stand, at least one of them. And that really, I'm telling you, it really breaks down the fabric of what you're trying to do in the future. So both men and women, and maybe the people who are listening to me are maybe a little older, but please be mindful of not putting yourself out there, because what you do in the dark will come to light. And I told this story on my YouTube channel at some point. It was a young lady that I dated in college, and she went off after we broke up. She went off, and it was my fault. I broke up with her, and I ended up being in a serious relationship with another girl. But when we broke up, I mean, she went off the deep end. I mean, I heard so many stories and so many of my friends. And then, like, later in life, she come back because I'm the stable one of the rest of them and wanted to see what would it be like to be in a relationship with me. And I was disgusted. And I told her, I'm sorry, but no. We can't, right? You know, my best friend, people that I know, I'm going to invite these people to the wedding. And y'all been... And I know some of these dudes ain't got no integrity. They the nastiest dude in the locker room. And no way. So I hope that I'm not hurting nobody's feelings about what I'm saying. I'm just keeping it real. But be mindful of these things so you don't end up in a headlock and end up in a bad relationship. Let me just say this too. I want to touch on this because I remember a caller called in and I had made mention that a lot of times, not all, I never say absolutes. I don't think all Democrats are brain dead idiots. I don't believe that. I think that the majority of leadership are all power hungry, evil, godless people. The majority. But I don't think it's all. I don't think all men, all women, all anything. You hear me make a statement and I'm generalizing it. I'm saying in general, the general rule of thumb, not everybody. So I had made mention that a lot of times young men beware of women who have poor relationships with their fathers, because then it could end up being a bad relationship with you. So a woman called in and she go, I'm single and I'm this. And I said, do you have a good relationship with your father? She said, no. And in my mind, I said, see, you made my point. But the big picture here is that if you hear these things and you get exposed to the truth, do something about it. Don't get offended by it. A lot of women that have poor relationships with their father, they have a hard time understanding how to be a woman to a man, because they didn't have a man that was an example of that. Their mother and father was not, and they don't have a good reputation with a man. If your father was a dirtbag, that was the first man you was exposed to. And so if he cheated on your mom and all this stuff, then you're going to have that in the back of your mind of, my mom was a great woman, and that man cheated on my mama. So a man will cheat on me. And then the self-conscious part kicks in, and the relationship is tainted. But anyway, I ran out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Make America godly again.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, Bizak. Take constructive criticism. One of the biggest things that I've learned and one of the biggest growth components of my life has been being able to take constructive criticism. That don't mean you have to follow constructive criticism. It's how do you diagnose constructive criticism? Because every constructive, quote unquote, constructive criticism may not be proper criticism for you. Some people told me, Brandon, you shouldn't do this. Brandon, you shouldn't go out on your own. You shouldn't pull your pension from the police department. You shouldn't do this. It was constructive criticism, but it was criticism that was irrelevant to me. However, I did not evaluating the criticism. I didn't act as if it wasn't told to me. I said, well, let me look into it and let me give it an evaluation, because there's some constructive criticism that I believe is not applicable to me. But then, in fact, it was probably one of the best things that I could have been told and received. That is the benefit. Don't get mad. Do some introspection and self-evaluation, because there are women out here, and men have issues too. There are women out here that are not honest with themselves about the baggage that they bring in relationships. And they point at the man. You ask a woman, why are you single? I forgot about it. You ask a woman, why are you single? And they're going to tell you, he did this. Instead of saying, not all women, but some women, instead of saying, well, you know what? I was immature in that. You know what? I didn't give it an attention that he needed. You know what? It wasn't the right fit for me. And I did this. This is why things happen. And some people cannot do that. Men the same way. Oh, I just can't find nobody. Well, because you a turd. That's why you can't find nobody. Nobody want to be with you. Who would want to be with a man that's irresponsible, that cannot lead, that cannot be consistent, that wanna go Dutch on a meal at McDonald's? You are not marriageable. You know, so keep it real. But let me tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. And again, I take it every single day, and it works. I love it. It's very simple. Just open the pack, take the pills, and you feel better. Two a day, keep the pain away. That's my slogan. Give it a try. Go to relieffactor.com. relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. And this is your year. Let me just add that part. This is your year. This is your year to feel better. This is your year to be the best version of yourself. And what better way to do that and accomplish that than to feel better, move better with Relief Factor. So y'all, take what I'm saying seriously. Go to the website. Get the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. relieffactor.com. Call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Off
Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You can call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Why'd you say it three times, Brandon? You're so annoying. It's because if I say it three times, you remember it more than if I say it once or twice. Over 200 Democrats vote against condemning attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers. If this is not, in your opinion, I mean, this is the standard. I know there's a lot of people out here that's listening that is a Democrat. No, I'm just playing. Probably nobody listening is a Democrat. But one of your friends, family members, somebody you know is suffering from being a Democrat. The Democrats, many of them, will not condemn the attack on pro-life facilities. The reason why, somewhat, is because people are idiots and they feel like they have to pick a side even if they don't believe in it or not, or they don't believe in the side. And some people just, they really do believe that women should be able to kill their children before they're born. And the fact that they are okay with pregnancy centers, like damaging pregnancy centers, is beyond me. Now, let me just tell you the little secret, and this is how you know if they're fools or not. If you tell a woman that's pro-choice, she claims she's pro-choice, and you say, is abortion a choice? And they'll say, yes, that's a choice. Is adoption a choice? And we'll see what they say. Like, oh, well, but a woman should be able to. He's like, if a woman is raped, is keeping her child a choice? Now, mind you, let me just explain this real quick when it comes to abortions. I think any rational person that believes in God believes that abortion is wrong. Two components. You're rational, because there's irrational people that believe in God too. So I'm qualifying it with two components. You're a rational person and you believe in God. You should understand that abortion is murder, and that if you have spent any time reading about God, in relationship with God, you will know that you are not the predictor of the future. And so therefore, what you think would destroy your life is probably your biggest blessing. Some people have children out of wedlock, unforeseen pregnancies, or not unforeseen, but unplanned pregnancies, and they don't realize that that's going to change your life for the better. Because now you can't just go out and be a thot on the weekend every day. You have a child you have to take care of. And typically what happens to women, most women, is that when you have a child like that, it heightens your awareness of parenthood and responsibility. And a lot of women that may be irresponsible before having a child, a lot of them, not all, not most, I don't even know if it's most, but a lot of them become a lot more mature when they see the face of that human that they created. And men are the same way. Instead of you going around and saying, I'm going to tell that woman to go to the clinic and end this because she's going to ruin my life, she's going to ruin my potential, my opportunities, little do you know is that maybe being a father is probably the best thing that ever happened to you. Maybe it'll give you that extra boost of momentum to get up off the couch and go do something with yourself. Now, I'm not saying you should have children in hopes that it will do you like that, but what I'm saying is that you cannot predict the future. You cannot. If the rules were, if I'm not 100% ready and capable of taking care of a kid, I shouldn't have a kid. Probably 90% of the greatest men who ever lived and women who ever lived probably came from an unplanned pregnancy. Look at Ben Carson. Now, I don't know if it was planned or not, but Ben Carson's mom could have said, look, I'm not good at reading. I don't have a strong education, and his daddy ain't there. I should abort them. Then there would be no Ben Carson. You know, God knows. What's Harry Tubman's parents thinking? Just because you're married don't mean it's planned. And married people have abortions too. But the bottom line is that you never know what God is trying to do in your life. Don't make decisions that are so final. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. And once you kill that child, it's going to haunt you forever. Because it's one of those things where you can't take it back. It's one of those things where when you come to grips with reality and you meet the man of your dreams a month later, or the job opportunity didn't work out anyway and you end up switching careers, and you go back and say, oh my God, I could have had that baby and I could have been all right. Everything would have been okay. And then you go on and you can't have kids anymore. Now you have trouble getting pregnant with the man that you love. And you can't go back and you can't go take that back. You can't go back to the Clinton Planned Parenthood and say, hey, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I was thinking too much about it. I overthought it. I put my career first. I'm sorry. Can you get my baby back? It ain't happening. That's going to be a stench that you're going to have to live with forever. And that's why I try to tell young women every chance I get. It's the reason why I'm working with Save the Storks. It's because young women need the education and the wherewithal to understand the differences and the choices that they actually have. Because with Save the Storks, they have a bus. I'm going to tell y'all about it's called a Stork bus. They have this bus that goes around and they can pull it right up in front of Planned Parenthood or put it in the pathway to Planned Parenthood. And it had advertising on there to get the young women to come in and give themselves and get a check. And it's completely free. Great people like you and I who support monthly members that pay monthly. You are the reason why that stuff is free. But a young woman can come right in there and they'll give her ultrasound for free. And then she'll be able to say, oh, wow. Dang, I thought it was just a clump of cells. That's a real baby in there. I want to keep my... And then the women there at the Stork bus can give you counseling. I'm going to say counseling, but they can guide you through it as people with experience, some of which mothers with experience. They can guide you through the process that may seem daunting to you. And I tell you this, I think a lot of women that go to Planned Parenthood, I would argue that about 40% of women that go to Planned Parenthood, when they get there, they don't want to do it. But they're already there. I don't know how the process works. They may have already paid their money. I don't know if you had to pay it before or after, but I'm sure they want their money up front. At least some of it, probably. Probably got to put a down payment on it or something. Somehow you either made a commitment or you made a commitment to somebody else. Think about this. A young lady, you tell some trash bag dude that wanted to sleep with you but didn't want to take responsibility. You tell him, hey, I'm pregnant and I'm going to go have an abortion. And he like, cool. And then you go there and you regret. You instantly realize it's not the right thing to do. But then how do you tell him? Hey, because you know he don't want the baby. How does it make you feel that you with a man don't even want the baby? And you're going to have him anyway? You get what I'm saying? Like, women have to go through so much stuff. But once you already at Planned Parenthood, it's hard to go back from there. When you go to the Stork bus, it's easier to make a good decision from there. Because your decisions are, have your child, you can give your child up for adoption. Those are good decisions. Because if the guy don't want the kid, you can still get a kid up for adoption. He don't want to be in the kid's life. He don't want involvement. He don't have to. You can give a kid for adoption. He don't want to be in the kid's life. You really don't have to make him pay child support. You can just go on and say, look, we got this without you. I don't recommend you do that. But if you don't want him involved in it, and he don't want to be involved in it, I recommend that's the right thing to do. You don't want a man, you know, with a grudge every time, you know, he got to go do something with his kid because he never wanted the kid. But the Stork bus and things like that are things that help young women get to the best place that they can possibly be at. I'm glad my mama didn't want to have an abortion. She didn't abort me. I mean, if you listen to your parent, didn't abort you. And I guarantee you, probably half of the people on this radio show or listening to this radio show know that your parents didn't have a perfect situation. Your mama wasn't perfect when she had you. Y'all didn't have all the money in the world. Y'all wasn't balling out of control. Everything was perfect. Perfect job, perfect life, perfect family. Daddy was perfect. Everything perfect. Nothing is perfect. And your mom and them had you, and it wasn't perfect. And now look at it. You've had the opportunity to now sprout, young one. Go out into this beautiful world and go and become whoever you want to be or whoever you're passionate about being.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm supposed to be doing something today, and I missed it. I was talking about something else. I was supposed to be freaking changing my utilities open, and I forgot. But let me tell you guys about MyPillow. If you're looking for some incredible sheets, some incredible, not sheets, you can buy sheets there too, but I'm going to focus on the towel set. If you're looking for an incredible towel set, a towel set that works, towels that are absorbent, towels that actually look good, that feel good, 100% cotton made from a USA company. If that's what you're looking for, if that is your thing, MyPillow got you covered. They got you covered. Hand towel, face towel, washcloths, they got you covered. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener special section, click on it, use my code, Brandon, and you will get a significant discount on the products at MyPillow.com. The question is, do you want good towels or do you not? Do you want towels that's going to work? You want towels that are made from a USA company and you want to be a patriot? Then that's your dilemma here. If you want patriotic stuff, then you got MyPillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, and also a 10-day, I think it's a 10-day warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. I think I read that right. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, put in promo code Brandon. All right, let's continue the conversation we were having. You know, I was speaking a little bit about, you know, pro-life and, you know, women having opportunities. I just really believe that we should be focusing on giving women better opportunities and teaching young women to not be sleeping around with men if you don't plan on having a child. Because it's the mama's baby's daddy's maybe, right? I mean, you don't know who the daddy is. I mean, maybe you do, but I'm saying, and generally speaking, they know you. It's your kid because you birthed it. You created it. It came out your stomach. You got to go hunt the daddy down or something. Or if you somebody that's, you know, doing what that police officer did, you may not know who the daddy is. But regardless of that, it's in your control. If I had a daughter, I'd tell her, everything is in your control. It's no way whatsoever you should have an unplanned pregnancy outside of marriage. Because everything you do is your yes or no. 99% of the time, if you tell a man no, that means no. I mean, it always means no, but most men will respect a no. I would argue. It's the small population of situation you put yourself in where no end up being a yes. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but you should teach your daughters that you have the power and control, and don't put yourself in situations where somebody can take that power from you. And you have the power to at least put yourself in the best situation possible. Now, if something happened to you while you put yourself in the best situation possible, then, you know, that's something you can at least live with as it relates to that it wasn't your fault. And I'm not saying your fault, but it wasn't something that you contributed to directly. If you go to a party and you get drunk and you don't know nobody, you don't even know who there, you don't even know who house it is, and you had 15 shots back to back, you were putting yourself in a bad position. And people ain't gonna like me saying this, but look, I ain't here to coddle your feelings. I'm here to tell you the doggone truth. This is what I would tell my daughter. I would tell my daughter, don't you drink alcohol at a party and you don't know nobody there, because there's predators, sweetheart. There's young men that are predators, sometimes women that are predators. They want you to get drunk so they can drug you and do something to you against your will. And you won't even know it because you'd be asleep. And so don't go to that party. And it's funny because I know for a fact that some woman right now listening to me that's like, yeah, victim blaming. It ain't her fault. Yeah, like it's not about fault. It's about whether you put yourself in a proper situation. Now, I tell you what, women will defend a woman tooth and nail if she go to a party drinking and acting a fool. But they'll say nothing if I were to tell a man, tuck your chain in when you walk downtown at nighttime. And then somebody beat him up and rob him. And I say, well, you didn't tuck your chain in, did you? No. Why? Because there are criminals that are waiting to exploit you. So the best thing that you can do is prevent yourself from getting exploited, or at least mitigate the chances of you getting exploited. But nobody would have a problem with you telling the man that. Don't wear your jewelry in a bad neighborhood. No, nobody would have a problem with you telling the man, don't wear your jewelry in a bad neighborhood, because somebody may rob you. But if you dare tell a woman, don't get drunk at a party and do stuff around people you don't know, don't have a plan set up and all of that, they think you're victim shaming. It's like, no, I'm just trying to help you survive. They told me this when I went to college. They said, look, you put your drink down, it ain't your drink no more. You know, you put your drink down and you turn away from your drink, it ain't your drink no more. Because somebody will put something in your drink. I took that in stride. I had never put my drink down and none of that stuff when I was young and drinking and partying. Why, Brandon? Because you don't want anybody to drug you. They may drug you and you end up being mentally retarded for the rest of your life. They may rob you. Men get raped too. There was a situation where it was a girl. I knew the girl, but her boyfriend had gotten raped by some dudes. They held him down and they raped him. Drugged him, held him down, raped him. So men get raped too. Actually, men get raped more than women do, but people don't want to talk about that. If you add the prison system in, men get raped far more than women do in the prison system. So, anyway, not far more in general. They get raped more, but it's far more of a chance of them getting taken advantage of in the prison system. But we got to be cognizant in taking these tips and applying them. And the only reason I get worked up about this, because I was at a university and there was a booth telling women how talking about rape. It's never your fault and all this other stuff. And I said, do you guys give any preventative measures? And they looked at me like I was speaking Spanish on the moon. I said, do you guys help with preventative measures? How dare you? Well, it's nothing the woman can do. And it's like, okay, y'all not serious. You know, you could be giving women guidelines. Keep teaching them. Teach women how to group up, team up. I remember when I was in college, the women used to, some women, the smart ones, they used to team up. And when they drunk friend go off and be dancing on a dude that was no good, the girls would come in and get the blocking. Like they were the offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys. They blocking. Uh-uh, you ain't going home with him. No, leave my friend alone. She got a boyfriend. Her friends come swooping in, save her life. That's what you're supposed to do. Why can't you teach young women to do that? Protect each other. Make sure nobody's tripping and nobody kissing some dude behind the scenes. But I'm here to keep it real, y'all. That's all. Running out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
You may not want to hear it, but is it true? Faith, not fear. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to join me next week as I broadcast live from the annual SHOT Show in Las Vegas. The SHOT Show is back and better than ever. And the Officer Tatum Show will be there with a sneak peek at the 2023's best gear of the year. Join us live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the SHOT Show 2023. Please, if you listen to this, it'll be such a pleasure for me. You know what? Since I'm driving, I might bring some books. Now, I can't sell you the book, but if some of you guys who follow me, I may bring some signed copies. Come see me at the booth. Come say hello. I may bring a box of signed copy books and pass them out at the event. But come see me at the SHOT Show. I would love to shake your hand, say hello, and it's going to be a good time. Democrats seek reparations. National apology for slavery. We are moving closer. You know what I think about reparations? I don't really think it's about the money. It's about continuing the victimhood within black people. I'm convinced that the Democrats are set on continuing to hold black people down. I was listening to a clip from T.I. and another rapper, and this is what they said, and I don't know why black people agree with them, but it was the dumbest thing ever. They go, T.I., the rapper T.I., go look him up. Go look at one of his songs. Look at the lyrics. And it'll put what I'm saying into context. And it was another rapper. I forget who he was. And they get on here and they say, see, they don't want a black man to speak truth. If we ain't talking about killing each other, they don't want a black man. It's like, wait a minute. Quit saying they. White folks ain't worried about you. You don't want to say the right thing. You don't want to do right by black people. Y'all the ones rapping about selling dope and killing and stealing and thugging. What you mean the white man? The white man just paying you to do what you want to do. Then if the white man wouldn't let you rap about killing and stealing and thugging, you'll be saying the white man is suppressing your freedom of speech. These black men that are adults, they got money. They're still mentally immature. It's bizarre to me how a black man can look in the mirror and look at himself and say, I'm still a victim in America. You have to be drinking the Kool-Aid. You are not a victim in America. Black people have the most rights out of anywhere in the world right here in America. And the white man ain't worrying about you. You think white people take time out of their day struggling to make it, trying to make ends meet just to think about a black man who destroying his own community. They ain't worrying about you, T.I. You need to worry about you. Black folks need to do right by each other. And it's crazy because we know the truth. I talk to black people all the time. They know what it is. They just don't like for me to say this in front of white people. But they know what it is. When I was going to school, ain't no white man holding me back. It was my own kind. Just like Tupac say, they say it's the white man I should fear, but it's my own kind doing all the killing here. Is that true? Go to South Side of Chicago. How many white people killing black people on the South Side of Chicago? Zero. Virtually zero. It's us killing us. Who's teaching at these schools? Go to an all-black school. How many teachers are black? Is the principal black? Is the assistant principal black? And most of these all-black schools, all the administration is black. So who teaching your kid what he or she is getting taught? It's black people. Now, black people could take the approach, and I'm not saying every black school is bad. I'm saying for the ones that are underperforming and people are making excuses about it, all you got to do is look in the mirror. I realized this more recently. I'm not acting like I knew this. I've been like this my whole life. More recently, I start to get it. When I say the last like 5 years, I start to really understand like this country ain't against black people. It's against dumb people. Dumb, either voluntarily dumb or unfortunately you dumb. That's what the country is geared against. That's why back in the day, the black people that were slaves that they claim they want to give you reparations for, that's why they wanted a fossil heart to be able to read. Because they knew that education was key. I was talking to a guy earlier today about taxes. Ignorant people say, the wealthy don't pay fair share of taxes. Because you're an ignorant person. You're ignorant. I didn't say you're stupid. I said you're ignorant. They mean you're unaware. You don't know what's going on. Wealthy people pay all the taxes, or most of the taxes. And if you don't pay it as an individual, your corporation is paying more taxes than people will pay in the entire generation since It's humanity is over. You'll never pay as much taxes as Tesla pays in 1 year. Your whole lineage will never pay as much taxes. Elon Musk don't pay his fair share. Yes, he does. You know, it's crazy what kind of scam taxes have been. Say I have a company, I have 60,000 employees. 60,000 employees I've employed to pay taxes. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
You have the right to remain silent, but it's better if you chop it up with Brandon. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Holla at
your
boy.
Oh, no, he...
Unapologetically Christian and 1,000% real. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. America has always been the world leader in inventions, innovation, and technology. Now China is poised to take its place as the next world leader in technology. Don't miss the shocking new movie, Innovation Race, available now at salemnow.com. It exposes the truth, how China exploiting weaknesses in our U.S. Patent system, stealing our inventions and technology, and we are helping them do it. China could soon control 5G technology, which will, without a shadow of a doubt, eventually control all of our devices. With the flip of a switch, the Chinese Communist Party can turn off our power grid, remotely drive your cars off a road, and turn off your pacemaker. That sounds dreadfully scary, to be honest. Innovation Race is a clarion call to action. Watch it today at salemnow.com. Unless we take a stand, China will become the next world leader, threatening our economy and our military security and the very idea of American greatness. In today's high-tech world, there is no price for second place. No prize for second place. See it for yourself. Watch Innovation Race now on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Salemnow.com. All right. Let's continue down the path of lunacy. I don't know if we have callers. Do we have callers? I can't see the screen. All right. Nick, can you pull it up for me? You can call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to get back to the concept of being in America is one of the greatest achievements that you could have had in your lifetime that's have nothing to do with your positioning. Let me just say it like that. Because thank God you were born here and you weren't born in Afghanistan. Thank God you were born here in 2020, whatever, or alive now in 2020-something. If you were here decades, centuries ago, you would be struggling like nobody's business. Probably be dead by now if you ain't 30. So it's a blessing to be here. I got a couple people calling in. Let me get some callers in. Let me go with Jessica from Aston, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. So my comment was I worked in a hospital in a predominantly black neighborhood years ago, and we had tuition reimbursement. A lot of the younger black kids were using it. They were, you know, utilizing a way to further their career and get ahead. But we had some older black women, mostly women, that had been at the hospital for, like, they were almost retirement age at 65, and they had been there since high school. A few of them had moved up into supervisor positions, but never really went anywhere, which is great. I mean, they still had a great job. But some of them would, the older women would make fun of the younger kids. Like, they actually would say to them, like, when they were trying to go to school to better themselves, like, that they were acting white. Like, they would shun them for trying to get ahead. It was kind of sad.
Well, it's completely sad. Jessica, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I'm glad Jessica brought that point up because you would think thank you for the call, Jessica. I'm sorry.
You would think
that I'm just making this up. But black folks do this all too often, and we have to call it out so we can stop it. When I was growing up, if you were a young black man and you wanted to be educated, you wanted to be studious, you studied, you spoke proper English, we would drag you. I was a part of that, man. It's not a myth. I was a part of telling another black man that black kids, when we were in school, is that, oh, man, you're trying to be white. What do you think? He think he white. Now, I don't know where that came from, but that's something that occurs in the black community way too often. And I'm going to tell you this. It wasn't just my generation. My dad told me that when he was younger, they used to play football. It's called sideline kill, right? That mean that you used to play tackle football in the middle of the street. In the street. No pads, no nothing. Tackle football in the middle of the street. And he said he was real good. You know, everybody used to always pick him on their team. Whatever, you know. They used to have fun. That's what they used to do. And he said one day he came home and they had gotten their report cards back. And he was really upset. He was just mad. He was frustrated. And one of his friends had asked him, you know, why are you so mad? My dad's name is Bobby. He said, why are you so mad, Bobby? And he said, it's because, man, I made all A's and I had one B. And I'm so disappointed in myself. Now, you got to think, my grandfather went on somewhere. He wasn't there when my dad was younger in school. And also, my grandmother wasn't rich. She wasn't wealthy. She was pretty much doing it by herself, raising three boys by herself. But when the boys saw my dad made good grades, they didn't even want to play with him no more. They didn't even want him on the team no more. They wouldn't have my dad on the team because he made good grades, because he think he white. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real thing. Just like the lady Jessica that called in and said the older people were shunning the young people because they're trying to be white. You don't hear the white people saying, oh, you're trying to be white. Just hear me out. Hear me out. You don't hear the white people saying that. Oh, you're trying to better yourself. You're just trying to be white. Yet black men and some of the black leaders today will tell you that the white man holding you down. But on the job, the black man is mocking you for you trying to get an education, calling you white, making you feel like you're less black because you want to achieve. And I'm not saying every black person does this to people, but it happens all too often. And I'm not telling you something I read in a book. I'm telling you something I used to do. Homeboy used to wear his pants up around his waist with a belt on, tuck his shirt in. You're trying to be white. You get bullied over that stuff. But yet and still, the focus, the attention, the finger pointing is pointing towards a mythical white man. A mythical white man trying to hold you down. It just is not true, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the only person that's probably willing to say this. It's not true. There's no such thing as the proverbial mythical white man that's holding you down. White people got enough problems on their own that they not worrying about trying to go out of their way to try to hold black people back. Are there some white people that want to hold black people down? Yes. Are there black people that want to hold white people down? Are black white people that want to hold black people down? Black people that want to hold white people down? People that want to hold Hispanics down? I mean, you go name it. It happens. But overall, people are focused on themselves. And if you work hard, you have integrity, you're a good person, there's people of all races that will go up and beyond to make sure you're successful. I guarantee that. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Need more of Brandon? The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcast. Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
Gentlemen. Back to the Officer Tatum Show. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it's incredible. It works. That's the bottom line. If you ain't heard nothing else from me, Relief Factor works. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com and give it a try. My mother-in-law takes it. She takes it more than me. I normally take it once a day. If I'm really feeling a little sore, I know I'm going to get into something competitive, I'll just take two a day to keep the pain away. Give it a try. 3-week quick starter. You can start it, try it, watch it work, order more. That's the recipe for success with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Federal judge rules Catholic hospital must perform trans surgery. Catholic hospital must perform trans surgery. Let me read this to you. It says a federal judge ruled Friday that a Catholic hospital in Maryland discriminated against a biological female patient who identified as a transgender man by refusing to provide her with a hysterectomy. Jesse Hammonds, the transgender patient, was represented by the ACLU in a lawsuit against the University of Maryland Medical System, which operates St. Joseph's Medical Center, according to a Baltimore-based outlet. Hammonds went to St. Joseph's in 2019 seeking a hysterectomy to treat his gender dysphoria, a procedure used to remove a person's uterus. The Dr. Hammonds saw approved the procedure and scheduled it for January 2020. However, after Hammonds' doctor discussed the upcoming procedure with St. Joseph's chief medical officer, it was determined the facility could not do such a procedure because it did not align with the ethical and religious directives it was required to follow. Hammonds was told that they weren't going to do the procedure. Hammonds went on to another hospital to get the procedure done a few months later and then sued the hospital because they felt that it was not necessary or was not ethical to give this woman a hysterectomy because she wanted to try to be a man. Now, I'm telling you guys, I only got a minute to say this, but I'm telling you guys, it is clear as the noonday sun that now your religious ethics are going to take a backseat to the LGBTQ. This is exactly why they should not be passing bills to ratify gay marriage and all this other stuff, because it's really not, that's really not what it is. What it is that they can now ordain any government-run institution that have government benefits, 501c3, they can mandate that they be coerced into doing whatever the government wants them to do or lose their privileges. That's what it's all about. That's why they want it to be established law, because they want to control the churches. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Let me go with Chet from Tampa, Florida. Chet, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thanks for taking my call. Listen, the one problem that the opposite side of that coin that you were talking about, whites with the younger generation of white kids, about 20 years or so, we used to have a problem with the white teens, preteens, listening to gangster rap simply because of the lyrics that were, you know, being played in the song. So, I mean, it wasn't just the blacks that's happening too. It was also, you know, the white generations. We had our problems with it, too. That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Chet, for the call. Let me add this to it. I think it's a problem if people are listening to degenerate music as a whole. But I think that music affects black people more than it affects white people. And I'd say the same thing for, let's see, if you listen to country music and you have never lived in a country a day in your life. It's cool. The music is cool. It sound cool. It's got a little jazz to it. But some of the stuff that's said don't really mean much to you because you've never worked on in a cornfield. or whatever. I don't know what you would be doing. You never work on a cattle farm. You've never been a farmer. You don't know some of the slang, lingo, and this is something that you have never experienced and you won't experience. You just can enjoy the music for what it's worth. I think the same thing when it comes to white people and black people when it comes to rap music, gangster rap music, because a lot of times if you white, you don't live in the hood, not in the black neighborhood, not where the music is originating from, not where the terminology is originating from, not where the violence is originating from. Because when you're a young black man and you're growing up and you hear, I'm going to shoot that in, I'm going to do this to end. I mean, this is the verbiage, the language, and the reality of communities that you live in. And so now you take that rapper serious because you are exposed to exactly what he's rapping about. You're saying, your friends speak the same language he speaks. When they talk about gunning people down and gang violence, those things are real in certain communities. And in other communities, it's just a facade. It's cool to rap about it. But there ain't going to be drive-bys tonight in your community, more than likely. There's not Crips and Bloods getting in a shootout at the intersection in your community. So I think that it's bad to have anybody exposed to degenerate content like some of the rap music songs, but I think it affects young black boys differently than maybe white kids that don't live in and can't really identify with the rappers. They don't look like the rappers. And in many cases, you know, even white boys that listen to rap music, they ain't sagging their pants. Not all, you know, there's some. You know, I've seen some, but it's very rare. Because I think they have the luxury, some young white boys, girls, have the luxury of enjoying the entertainment of the music and not the reality of the music. And I think that black people are the same. Like, there are some black people that like the music, but they never get exposed to the horror of what they're really talking about in the music. And so to a certain degree, it's almost as if you are not connected to the subject matter, you are affected differently. Still may all be negative, but it's even worse when you are closely related to it. Just like marriage. Like, I mean, I'm just going off a little bit just to put it in perspective. Just like if you listen to a song that's always talking about marriage and love and you're not married. You like the way they sing the song, but you can't relate because you're not married. You don't have a husband. You don't know what it means to, when a person is talking about husbands and all that other stuff. You can imagine it, but that's not your reality. So you can enjoy the song, but you can't necessarily relate to it as well. You're not going to go get a divorce because the song is talking about getting a divorce because you don't have a husband to start with. You know, so I'm kind of comparing it in that light, which I think is pretty significant. Now, I was going off on the judge making the Catholic Church perform a hysterectomy for that girl. I almost said vasectomy, and I'm like, wait a minute. Hysterectomy for that girl. On Mom, there's another story that I have in my deck here. It says, On Mom thwarts attempted child abduction. It says, Iowa voters enshrined the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution by wide margins last November, with almost two-thirds of voters approving an amendment protecting the right to armed self-defense and instructing state courts to examine gun control laws through the lens of strict scrutiny. That wouldn't have happened if there weren't already a ton of support for the Second Amendment, as well as plenty of Iowans who are already exercising their Second Amendment. And it goes on to talk about this lady that stepped up and ended up, you know, thwarting this robber because she had a gun. And Sergeant Paul from the police department made mention saying that this is one of the examples of lawfully possessing a gun, doing something well, and certainly looks like a big turning point here. The pivotal piece to keep her child safe was the fact that she was lawfully armed with a handgun and she conducted it produced it and told them, let's go or let go of my kid. All right. Don't worry about my reading because I can't read that good. But just based on what happened is a mother who's carrying a gun. My wife carries a gun everywhere she go. A mother who's carrying a gun is able to defend herself all the way up to deadly force. You know, there's mechanisms and tools in place that allow you to be able to defend yourself. But in my opinion, I wish we lived in a world where you didn't have to carry a gun everywhere, but that's not the reality of America. You got to carry a gun everywhere. And to be honest, you're safer if you carried a gun everywhere than if you didn't carry a gun everywhere. But I think it's good that the mom pulled a gun on him and said, let go of my kid before you get smoked. She didn't say the get smoked part, but I know that's probably what she was feeling on the inside. But I think that's amazing. That is amazing to behold. And I think that people have to understand that. Let me add this about carrying a gun. Because I saw a video where I think a good Samaritan may end up going to jail. I think they interviewed him and they let him go, what I heard. But I'm like, okay, that's political. The guy murdered the other guy, actually. He started out as self-defense, then he murdered him. But if you're going to carry a gun, just make sure you go over the laws. Make sure you go over the law. Make sure you understand what the law says and what it doesn't say, right? Make sure you know when you can pull a gun out on somebody, when you can't, when you can use deadly force against somebody, when you can't. Because it will suck for you to go through all that, get a gun, think you're doing the right thing, end up going to jail. Or somebody end up suing you for wrongfully shooting them. So if you have a weapon and that's your forte, just make sure you're equipped and ready in case it all goes down. I got a couple more things that I want to talk to you about. I think the most prominent thing that we've kind of covered today is the classified information found in Biden's home. But I want you to hear The View, because earlier I played The View and they were talking about, oh, wait till the information come out. We don't know if Joe Biden is really – I want y'all to listen to what they had to say about Trump when the same thing happened to Trump. When Trump got into a jam, listen to what the women on The View said. Wrote a clip. Okay, we'll get it for you. Just 1 second. There's a clip. And it's like 3 minutes, and I'm not gonna have you listen to 3 minutes, but I want you to listen to how The View is so biased that when Donald Trump gets popped for something I think less crazy as Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden has classified documents in his basement. I mean, in his garage, and he's not the president. He wasn't the president at the time, so he didn't declassify any of that stuff. But I think we had the clip ready. Wrote a clip.
His legal team must be on high alert right now. Because you know who? You in trouble. Because the troubles are mounting on the federal and on the local level. You know who hightailed it over to Hannity to weigh in on this lawsuit and the Justice Department resuming their investigation into the classified documents they seized from Mar-a-Lago. Watch this clip.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process.
No.
What are you doing, Whoopi?
I'm
thinking about it.
Hey, y'all, hold the phone. I'm running out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back at the break to discuss.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got to tell you about my pillow. It's having an incredible towel set deal. Use discount code Brandon. You'll get 30% off. I almost said 30% off. That's my store. Use discount code Brandon and you'll get a significant discount on the My Pillow towel set. Towels they're good. We use them at the house. They're absorbent. They're soft. They feel good. They look good. You know, my wife, for whatever reason, she loves white towels. Maybe she's a racist, but she loves white towels. So all our towels are white, except my towels are gray. And I think I told y'all this story before, is that, you know, I had these little ugly gray towels. My wife had my pillow towels and I didn't know. I freaking hate my towels. It's almost like when you wash them, they never just get clean. They always smell like mildew. But then she washed her towels in the same wash, and her towel smells so much better. Come to find out, she had the MyPillow towels. She had been holding them. She'd been keeping them from me all this time. And so I started using her towels because they're that good. So all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com if you want to get the towel set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners special section, put in discount code Brandon and get a significant discount. Anytime you buy some on MyPillow, I don't care what you get. Put in discount code Brandon so you get the hookup. All right, let's get back to the topic at hand. Another article that I was reading, it says, why haven't these 22 mass shootings in 2023 been made or that they didn't make the news? It says we are starting 2023 mass shooting festival of lead. Festival of lead with the blast shooting at a glance. It says the 22 mass shootings resulted in 31 people killed and 89 injuries. The first mass shooting of the year took place on January 1st in a youth recreational center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Four young children were shot at a basketball game. Florida has had the most mass shootings with three, two of which took place in Miami Gardens. The shooting with the most victims injuries, with none killings, nobody killed, was on January the 5th in Miami Gardens, Florida, where 10 were wounded while making a video for a rapper named French Montana. The other mass shooting that took place in Miami Gardens, the largest predominantly black city in Florida, on New Year's Eve, 9 were wounded, including a two-year-old, and none were killed. I think I see a pattern here. First of all, and I'm glad they clarified in the article that Miami Gardens is the hood. French Montana is a wealthy music artist or producer. I don't know if he's a producer or he's an artist. But why in the black neighborhood a multi-million-dollar music artist is cutting a video and 10 people get shot and hurt? Why is it dead on New Year's Eve? People get shot, 9 were shot, including a 2-year-old. Shooting with the most casualties and injuries and killed combined was on January the 7th in Huntsville, Alabama, where 2 black men killed 2 people and injured 9. Police recovered over 200 shell casings and 2 9mm handguns and an AK-47. There were 2 mass shootings / murders. The first was, there's 2 mass shooting / murder suicides. It says the first was in Cedar City, Utah, on January the 4th, when a white male killed 7 family members and then turned a gun on himself. A black man killed his wife and 3 kids, then himself. On January the 7th, in High Point, North Carolina, 2 family members escaped. This is the second of the 2 mass shooting murder suicide in 2023. The biggest question is, why is this stuff not making the news? Because it doesn't meet the narrative. If you got black people shooting black people, it don't meet the narrative. They don't want to talk about it. If you got men killing their wives in mass shootings that don't involve the AR-15, they don't want to hear about it. They can't ban your gun if you didn't use your gun and do the crime. I really do hope that Joe Biden actually be held accountable. I mean, you're talking about our faith in the justice system is pretty much dead. It's slowly dying. It's not dead. I think there's some elements of the justice system that I think works well. But I think the justice system is struggling. It is struggling. It is struggling. It is struggling. And I think people can see right through it. So I'm hoping that Joe Biden is held accountable. I'm hoping that at least they could try to make it sound believable that he's potentially, going to get in trouble for having classified documents in his house. And I remember back in the day, you having classified documents or something of that nature, It was enough for discussion. Like, you messed up. You in trouble. There ain't no, you losing your job, credentials, career, everything. They don't care how you got it. The thing is that you should never have it, and you know you shouldn't. That's why you got a security clearance, to make sure that you understand the importance of certain documents. Let's see what else we got in store for the news. It says, new Twitter file dump shows Democrat lawmakers knowingly pushing fake Russian narrative about the Nunes report. Not surprised. Arizona governor's rocky start. Oath laugh, inaugurational donation questions, and speech walkout. Despite promising transparency of the fraud, Governor Katie Hobbs would disclose amounts of individual donations to her inauguration fund. Newly inaugurated Arizona Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs is off to a rocky start following a giggling about her sworn in, questions surrounding inauguration donations, and a walkout during her first speech in the state legislature by lawmakers who are planning to sue her. Hobbs was sworn in on January the 2nd in a brief ceremony off limits to reporters, according to the Arizona Republic. A media pool photographer was present and the ceremony was live streamed. A public ceremony was later held on Thursday late that week. As Hobbs took her oath of office, she laughed with her mother saying, "Stop it, Mom," just before reciting that I will support the Constitution. Carrie Lake's campaign Twitter account tweeted a clip of video recording of the live stream Katie Hobbs' ill-timed laugh, capturing it with, "This is one of the darkest moments of history in Arizona, and illegitimate governor laughing in the face of our Constitution." Now, I think Republicans just jumped the gun on that. She wasn't laughing. I think her mother was crying, and so she responded that way. She's still a nut, but I think that Republicans got to slow down on just trying to jump on everything these people did. I don't think she was laughing at the Constitution. She was laughing because her mama was. She was kind of like being weird because her mama was crying right in front of her. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Whoop, whoop. This is the Officer Tatum Show. Whoop, whoop. Keeping it real.
Gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I will be at the SHOT Show this year. The Officer Tatum Show will be live at the SHOT Show, 2023 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. So if you're a SHOT Show goer and you're going to be there this year or you're thinking about going there this year, make sure you come see your boy. I'm live streaming on the 17th, January the 17th and the 18th, live from the SHOT Show. I'll be walking around, hanging out, mingling before my show and then during my show. You can watch the show live. I want to see you there. SHOT Show, I'll be there January 17th and the 18th. Let me give you five reasons why Biden's classified document scandal is worse than Trump's. One, Biden has no authority to declassify documents. Very clear. Two, the National Archive didn't know about the Biden documents. So they may have gotten these documents to the point where they weren't even filed with the archive. Some manipulation of that nature. Biden's documents were in multiple locations. So they got mad at Donald Trump because his was at Mar-a-Lago. In the safe that they initially looked at, and they gave him recommendations to get more cameras set up and more robust security and also a better locking mechanism or something similar to that. And then they came and broke the locking mechanism, raided his house anyway. The third one is Biden's documents weren't stored securely. Trump's was in a separate room specifically for the documents. Biden's is in a garage somewhere, piled in the corner on top of one another. Biden's documents appeared to be sensitive in nature. And we shall see. I don't know if they're going to tell us the truth about what the documents actually stated, but it's kind of weird to me. I wonder, is this smoke and mirrors? Are they doing this because they're trying to do something else? They want you to look over here while they do this over here. I wonder, is that the strategy here? Because I don't see how Democrats are willing to eat their own and they don't have to. But maybe they're trying to get this old dead body out of there so they can begin to usher in a new Democrat Party. Now, he already said 100 times that Kamala Harris was referred to as President Kamala Harris. President Harris. President Harris. Not unless his brain is supposed to say vice and he just leave out the vice. So you got him saying that multiple times. Is this a ploy by the left to get him out of there so they can then usher in what they really want? Maybe he's an obstructionist. Either way it go, I hope he's held to the highest standard according to the law. Him and all right. Lori Lightfoot torpedoes over re-election campaign. Worst mayor in America. Worst mayor Chicago has ever seen. It's what the people are saying. Fox News' Greg Gutfeld put Lightfoot on blast, arguing that she is not fighting crime. She's fighting for power. Lori Dirtyfoot announced she would seek re-election in the Windy City as mayor in June of 2022. Crime has spiked roughly 40% since she took office in 2019, and homicides have risen their highest that we've seen in 25 years. Gutfeld goes on to say that other people's suffering only comes across Dirtyfoot's radar when it is a political threat. It does show the difference between Democrats and Republicans, he argued. Republicans tend to confront their problems, children, by it, George Santos or somebody else. The Democrats just elect them, you know, to be a historical right, which makes sense. Dirtyfoot is just not doing a good job. You know, and I don't think these people want to do a good job. They're social justice warriors first. It's about having the most social justice and virtue signaling first, and then everybody's safety comes after that. Because defunding the police is the dumbest thing I ever heard. Speaker McCarthy confirms he will be removing several Democrats from committees. You know, it's funny because I thought that you would think that, you know, if there's committees out there, that they would be fair and balanced in the committee heads. But I guess the January 6th committee, they wouldn't let anybody from the Freedom Caucus or like certain Republicans even evaluate it whatsoever. They couldn't be in it. They couldn't be a part of it. Maybe the rhinos could, but the regular Republicans could be a part of it. Byron Donald. Let me see that clip. Byron Donald. I can't find my clip sheet, but if you could play a clip, I want them to hear the clip of Byron Donalds criticizing Joe Biden over his leaked emails. I mean, not leaked emails, but his classified information in the garage. I want to play this clip from Byron Donald real quick. Clip 4.
I mean, it was just the most idiotic thing I ever heard. You could tell he went off script. Their script has been very short. The White House press secretary has very little to say because they're trying to keep it as tight as possible because this looks terrible for Joe Biden. Listen, and to clear this up, when he had these documents, he was a former vice president of the United States. There is only one person in the country that can declassify information. That is a president. Presidents, when they leave office, they do take documents with them. But when the vice president leaves office or anybody else, you can't take classified information with you. It is clear cut. It's that simple. His reasoning about it being in a locked garage means nothing.
There you go, Byron. That's my man, Byron Donald, man. Y'all listen to him. He's a smart man. Hold the phone and be back after the break.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. America has always been the world's leader in inventions, innovation, and technology. Now China is poised to take its place as the next world leader in technology. Don't miss the shocking new movie, Innovation Race, available now at salemnow.com. It exposes the truth how China is exploiting the weaknesses of our U.S. patent system, stealing our inventions and technology. And we are helping them do it, surprisingly enough. China could soon control 5G technology, which will eventually control all of our devices. With the flip of a switch, the Chinese Communist Party could turn off our power grid, remote drive our cars off a road, or turn off your pacemaker. Innovation Race is a clarion call to action. Watch it today on SalemNow.com. Unless we take a stand, China will become the next world leader, threatening our economy and military security and the very idea of American greatness. In today's high-tech world, there is no prize for second place. See it for yourself. Watch Innovation Race now on demand or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. All right, let me get a call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Marco, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you, Brandon, for taking my call. You know, I was listening to you on the radio. We're going from San Bernardino County down to Orange County to visit my mother-in-law. And my wife and I were just listening to you and just getting the like a defensive feeling how we should like be involved and be protective of ourselves, be aware of our surroundings. And then my wife brought up that we're in traffic right now, and she brought up a point like where somebody on the 2 freeway, like in just out of road rage, would come up to vehicles and just start attacking them. And I said, well, I couldn't just sit in my car and just like and call the police and wait for the police to come. And she says, well, you can't get out. And then and I go, I get out and make a disturbance and maybe rally up some fellow people. I guess I'm calling you, Brandon, just to get a little, do you think that if I saw somebody attacking another fellow driver on the freeway, if I could get out and make a disturbance, I don't know, he may have a weapon more than what he's using on the car in front of him, just out of his rage, would it be advisable for me to get out and try to rally some people around and say, hey, let's stop this? So I just wanted your feedback on that.
Well, I think the freeway would probably be probably the most dangerous place to do something like that. But I would always argue against intervening in other people's situation unless you're ready to die for that person. Because if you see a person that, you know, just say you see a woman getting beat up, or whatever case may be.
Right.
You jump out and you want to intervene because you're a good person and you want it to stop. Are you willing
at
to kill that person?
Noise, yeah.
Right. Are you willing to kill that person or be killed by that person on behalf of the woman that's getting beat up? That's the question that you have to ask, because I had this scenario, man. It was one of the worst scenarios ever. It was a good Samaritan, just like yourself. It was a woman getting beat up in a taxi. The guy's on 911. He said, I'm going to intervene if y'all don't show up. I'm going to intervene. He's beating her up. I'm not going to just let him beat her up. And they said, please, sir, don't get out of the car. He got out the car, and the dude's name was Eric Lede. Eric Lede hits him one time, knocks him unconscious. Eric Lede gets in his truck and runs the man over multiple times, gets out, beat him while he's dead, ended up killing another person on the scene. And now, after listening to that 911 call, and I look back, I'm like, it wasn't worth him getting out to help that lady. It really wasn't. You have to make that determination. With me, I have a lot of experience with law enforcement training, you know, so I know how to shoot. I know tactics. So I might chance it, but I'm willing to kill that person. And if you're not willing to kill that person, then you might not want to do it, right? Because you get out and you say, okay, brother, you need to let her go. And then he pull a gun on you. And if you're not ready to pull a gun on him and shoot him first, then you could be killed. And then come to find out he beat her up every weekend. You know, and she keep coming back to him. You know, so
that's the voice of reason there, Brandon, is that's what my wife is saying. Like, I guess the man in me would want to get out and say, let's, you know, hey, I'm just making disturbance. And like, hey, come on, especially if the traffic was stopped, like, maybe I could rally up some folks, but you're right. Like, you know, you got to think sensibly. And if you're not willing to take somebody down, if you're not equipped for that, like you might be, then my wife was correct, and I might have to stand corrected on that.
Yeah, you could be a good witness, too. Be a good witness, you know, because you could probably be able to give the police some good information. You can't give them nothing if you're dead, you know, or you know, your wife have to live without you because you didn't help somebody out, and it's two gang members fighting, you know, and you come to find out. Or you know, or the guy kills you, Right, or the guy kills you and the girl go visit him in prison. So,
you know, the inner party you want this to get out and want to be part of the rage, but then again, you've got to think sensibly and protect what you have.
Right. Marco, okay. Thank you.
Well,
so
thank
much
you, Brent. I appreciate the show too. It's taught me a lot. This last 4 hours that we've been in traffic has taught me a lot. And thank you for being there.
Ah, appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you and your wife.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Yeah, it's a very hard thing. That's a very hard decision, man. To be honest, because as a man, as a protector, you see somebody getting bludgeoned, you have to make a smart decision. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to do this. Now, if you were in your mind, you say, okay, I'm willing to die for this person. And so I'm going to go and protect this person. You know, you want to think it through because it'll be very sad. If you have kids, you have a whole family, and you get out and defend some fool that won't even show up to court and prosecute. That's her baby daddy that beat her up every weekend. And as soon as he kill you, she going to be visiting him in prison, telling him she love him and she know he ain't never do nothing wrong. You want to die over something like that? I mean, that's just a question that you have to ask yourself. Some situations, it may necessitate you saying, look, I'm willing to die for this kid that's getting beat up, that's getting beat to death. I'm willing to die for that kid. Yeah, I think children may be a different exception. Maybe not. I mean, I hate to say it, man. You got to be thinking about yourself, too. You don't want to get caught up in something and end up getting killed and you ain't do nobody a favor. So I'd say if you ain't prepared and you ain't willing to kill somebody, I'd say, hey, man, call the police. Be a good witness. Be a good observer. So when the cops get there, you can be a good witness and take the stand in the court of law if necessary. But let me tell you guys about Save the Storks. I was talking about Storks a couple segments ago, about how they have the stork buses and things like that. And it's what a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous organization. But let me tell you this story. It's funny because it's very similar to the story I was saying before, but it's a story about a young lady named Lisa. She was on her way to the abortion appointment, but stopped at one of the stork buses, which was about a block from her destination of going to the Planned Parenthood. The medical team on the stork bus gave her an ultrasound, no charge to her. In her words, she said, I thought it was just a blob of cells like I had been led to believe, but there was a living baby, a beautiful baby inside. And it's hard to believe that I came so close to an abortion. I made my final choice, and there was no way that I would go to the abortion clinic and abortion appointment and that I would keep my baby. So these are the type of things that Save the Storks is doing. Make sure you sign up as a monthly partner. Go to SaveTheStorks.org. SaveTheStorks.org.
The American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I have to tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and I take it every single day, and it works. You don't have to go to a pharmacy and get prescriptions and all that little crazy stuff. You can give it a try. Get Relief Factor today. If you want a solution to aches and pains, joint discomfort, inflammation, all of that, Relief Factor will help you out. It works, man. I take it every single day, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I try to tell as many people as I can about Relief Factor because, it's funny because I became a Relief Factor believer. Because at first I said, hey, man, everybody got pills and stuff. And then I actually took Relief Factor and I was like, wow, this stuff really, truly works. You could take my word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you guys to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. All right, we're coming close to the weekend, and I like to always close the weekend off with just giving a last statement about God. And a lot of people may feel a lot of different things when they hear the word God. My hope is that when you hear the word God, you hear peace, you hear hope, you hear redemption, you hear becoming the best version of yourself. And not condemnation and, oh, I'm going to hell. Oh, it's fake. the white man made it up. I want you to have the former opinions about God, and you know, of course, that's what I would like. I don't know if you would have that, but that's what I would like, is for you to have that opinion and get to that opinion by actually building a relationship with God on your own. People listen to the show. I'm not making this stuff up. Like, I don't believe in Google Gaga. Okay. I'm not a fool. And I'm telling you that God is real. Men may not be able to articulate what God is, how God operates fully, but God is real. There is really a God that's in the atmosphere that we don't know what he looked like. I wouldn't even say God is a he. The Bible said God is a spirit. We don't know how God functions. God is omnipresent everywhere at one time. That means as deep as the ocean go and as high as the sky goes, God is there. And we don't understand that because we're encapsulated in a human being. But just know that it exists. And when you reach out and the feelings that you get and someone told me to do this or something told me, that's God. You just need to build a relationship with that God that's giving you that voice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's weekend time. Shout out again to Carl Jackson for stepping in for me. I'll see you guys again on, I don't think, is it Monday or holiday? I think I'll see you guys again on Monday, Martin Luther King birthday. I don't know if that's a holiday or not on the radio. But regardless of that, y'all have a wonderful weekend. Remember the reason for the season. Be blessed. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.